expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. Welcome to Our Urban Story. And of course, you know, this is your friend, Barbara from Harlem, and you know who's sitting across from me.
Hello, everyone. This is BB Diamond.
And we're so happy that we are in the studio for the last two Saturdays. We have been on the road in Florida and also in Boston, Massachusetts. And we are here in New Jersey at this wonderful studio, and we have Robin on the board as our producer, and we're ready to rock your world with truth, honesty, and the American way.
Yes, hello everyone. It's great to be back in the studio on this Saturday, September 14th. We've missed being here. As Barbara said, we were in Boston 2 weeks ago at the Straight Pride Parade. Really, it's a freedom of speech parade, and then we had a gathering at City Hall in Boston. It was really about the freedom of speech and being able to express what you believe without worrying about Antifa and others trying to shut down your free speech. And last weekend we were broadcasting from the OCB Natural Cross Southern competition in Ormond Beach, Florida.
Bodybuilding
contest, thank you, in Ormond Beach, Florida at the Ormond Beach Performing Arts Center.
Yes.
And it was a wonderful event. We met with Anibal Lopez. Sorry, Mr. Lopez. So it was a great event, a lot of nice competitors, great competitors, and we thank the event organizers for having us as part of, you know, we were doing some book signing.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about that Straight Pride Parade. They said that the only ones who were participating were white supremacists. So, my friends, I guess now I am a white supremacist. I must be just cloaked in black skin to fool everyone. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, white supremacists were the ones who were in that gathering. And I was one of the speakers as this woman cloaked in black skin or brown skin, whatever you want to call it. You know, we want to thank the Boston Police Department because they were out in full force. Now, I have some pictures of some articles of some confrontations with Antifa and the ugly little people that were there to try to disrupt. I didn't see any of that in person, in real time, because it was far away from where we were. The only thing I was sad about is that a friend of mine in particular wasn't able to get in. So maybe, you know, the police were scrutinizing too deeply and did not let some of the people who were there to really support the Straight Pride Parade let them in. But at any rate, it was a wonderful gathering. We stayed at a friend's house, Hal and his beautiful, beautiful family, and all is well. And the thing about this, how can they say that they're white supremacists and all of this and homophobics and all of that? When the Grand Marshal of this gathering was Milo, I think that's what his name
is. Yeah, mm-hmm. Milo. Mm-hmm.
And Milo is an admitted homosexual. Mm-hmm. So how can you be homophobic and have someone who is in that lifestyle as the Grand Marshal?
True.
You know, what Antifa and what the left, what they were saying made no sense.
Right.
And they make no sense. It's just undefined hatred when you don't agree with their socialism, Marxism, and communism, their communistic tactics. Mm-hmm. Because that's all you can sum it up to. You know, in Nazi Germany and places like that, you were not allowed to say what you felt.
Right.
Without repercussions, without being mm-hmm. killed, without being in prison. And that's what Antifa represents.
Right.
You know, when they go around and calling people Nazis and all that, they're just telling you who they are. They're trying to imitate the Nazis and control our society. But they will fail. They will not succeed because we are a freedom-loving country and we will stand up for our rights and our free speech.
Absolutely. Thank you, Barbara. You put it in great perspective. Before we go farther into this, I just want to say congratulations on getting the endorsement of your book from Mark Levin.
Thank
radio
you.
Radio TV host. He's been a radio host for many years, for decades, and TV host Living the Liberty. So congratulations on that. We're very happy about that. And Mark Levin even suggested that when you buy his book on Amazon, you bundle it and buy your book,
yes,
which is
did.
Called The Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations by Barbara from Harlem. And I know people all over the country are looking at this book, picking it up, and so we're very blessed. Now, right now, it's a little early in the schedule, but we're scheduled to be back in Massachusetts the weekend of November 2nd. We'll be there November 2nd for a book signing at Barnes & Noble in Hingham, Massachusetts.
Yes.
And hopefully at the one in Braintree, Massachusetts. But that I have to confirm. But right now, so far, Barnes & Noble has penciled you in for the 1 o'clock in Hingham, Massachusetts. It's a little early, November 2nd on a Saturday. It's a little early, but I just wanted to update the audience
with
that.
And then we have an event that's being sponsored by
the Norfolk County Republican Committee in Massachusetts.
Randolph.
It's going to be held at Lombardo's in Randolph, Massachusetts.
Yes.
But it's sponsored by the Norfolk County Republican Committee.
Yes, it is.
In Massachusetts. And they have tickets on sale for the event, The Spirit of America, Sunday, November 3rd, 2019.
Absolutely.
From 4:30 to 7 p.m. You are one of the key speakers, and they've also penciled in Corey Lewandowski.
That's correct.
And I forgot the other gentleman's name, but I will have more information as we progress.
Absolutely.
It's going to be a great event. Really a wonderful event. Corey Lewandowski will have his book. You will have your book.
Yes.
And so that's Sunday, November 3rd, 2019. I will have more information. It's at Lombardo's, 6 Billings Street in Randolph, Massachusetts. And those who are listening who are in Massachusetts right now, you're probably familiar with Lombardo's.
Right. And then this coming Tuesday, God Spare Our Lives, I will be at the Franklin Lakes Tea Party. You know, I've been associated with them for many years, and we'll have a gathering up in Franklin Lakes. You know, just a gathering of friends, and we'll have a wonderful evening.
And that's this Tuesday, September 17th.
That is correct.
2019, 7 p.m., Franklin Lakes Tea Party.
That is correct.
And that's the tea party location where it's across from the fire station.
That is correct.
Right, in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so we have a couple of things on the calendar.
So please mark your calendars, and don't forget, you know, if you haven't picked up a copy of your copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations, please do so immediately.
We thank those of you who have ordered the book, who have read the book, supported the book, you're telling other people about the book. We cannot thank you enough.
Amen.
We really do appreciate it because it means a lot. The story that Barbara, she weaves in her personal story along with explaining how the Democrats / the leftists were successful in brainwashing black people for decades.
Yes, yes.
So it's interesting, Barbara, this is your memoir. But it's also a political, in a sense, manifesto in one sense, and because you're weaving in your personal story with how the brainwashing that occurred with black people. Do you want to touch on that?
Yes. And I think it's very important for us to look into this because, you know, every election, it seems as if 90% of the vote from the black people go to Democrats.
Right.
Regardless of the ideology of that Democrat. You know, it seems like there is a supernatural allegiance to a party. And then I also got from, I think it was Pew Research, that 79% of black people go to church.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just wondering how can 90% of the people, of black people, vote for people who support things that are anti-God, yet 79% of us go to church and say we believe in God. That's contradictory because God hates the shedding of innocent blood according to the Bible. And another thing, God ordained marriage between one man, one woman. That's in the Bible. Jesus' first miracle was done at a wedding, and it was not a same-sex wedding. So now it baffles my mind how 79% of black people, and I think it's 74% of Hispanics, and approximately 70% of Caucasians who go to church say they believe in God. Mm-hmm. But my concern is that 90% of black people who are conditioned through the media, conditioned through family tradition, conditioned through groupthink,
that's a good point,
to vote one way, over and over and over again, regardless of what that candidate happens to believe in, which may be antithetical to what you say you believe when you go to church. Mm-hmm. And that is very upsetting to me. So I hope that my guides in writing this book, number one, my God. God should always come first. My country.
Right.
God was gracious enough that I would be born in America, the United States of American citizen, and my conscience. You know, I want to, when I close my eyes, have a good conscience that I try to do as right and stay on the path of righteousness as much as possible. And I can't do that being loyal to a party over being loyal to God.
You know, Barbara, your book is really, and I know I'm related to you, I know you, I'm a little biased, but I mean, your book really, if people want to explain, if someone from Norway wants to know, someone from the United Kingdom, from Japan, if they want to know, how did the Democrats convince black people at a rate of 90% or more to vote only for Democrats, your book explains it.
Amen.
I want to read, this is personally my favorite chapter of the book, I think, so far. Chapter 11, Church-Going Progressives. Let me read part of the first paragraph, because this is extremely important. I think you really captured something important here. Quote, many black churches have become mouthpieces for Democrats. Pastors feed parishioners the false narrative by weaving it through the word of God, just like subliminal advertising designed to shape, mold, and keep the herd in place.
Yes.
In so much as the church is a critical component of the life of the black community and its mainstay, what better way to brainwash the populace? Many pastors are hypocritical. They march, rally, and show outrage when there is white on black crime, but not for black on black crime or subpar in education. And why aren't they addressing the reality of many urban areas with high unemployment? They show no outrage at the lack of cohesive family units or the more than 70% of mothers in the black community who are unwed, unquote. I'll stop there. That's the
Amen.
First paragraph. Chapter 11, page 112.
You know, a thought just came to me, how Margaret Sanger targeted the black ministers to get the message out about killing babies, black babies, many years ago when she started Planned Parenthood. And the Democrats have used that same strategy.
Yeah.
They have infiltrated the churches.
Yes.
And the only time you'll see the Democrats, and they'll be sitting up in the pulpit during election time. And I have in my book the story of as a member of a Democratic Party and being directed to go to a church in Harlem one Sunday morning. The keynote speaker was Hillary Clinton when she was vying for the Senate seat in New York.
Right.
After she got up there for the 11 a.m. worship service, and she was, like I said, the morning speaker, the pastor of the church got up and said, Hillary Clinton is the Moses for black people.
Wow.
I immediately had to, well, now I don't know if I immediately, because, you know, Charlie Rangel and all of them were there. But as soon as I was able to bounce up and get out, I had to flee that scene because she's not a Sojourner Truth. She's not a Harriet Tubman. I am not in slavery and need someone to be my Moses. I was absolutely insulted And immediately the young man, I can't remember his name, who was opposing her, I went and worked on his campaign.
Right. I remember. I don't remember his name, but I know who you're talking about.
Absolutely. But they have infiltrated the churches. The churches in the communities that I am familiar with, from New York to Florida, don't have any problem with inviting politicians in their pulpit, even though they're tax exempt. And no one ever questions that.
You know, Barbara, you have a lot of good information in your book. Really powerful, solid book.
Thank you.
I think that's why Mark Levin endorsed it.
Yes.
And for those who don't know Mark Levin, that would be shocking if you don't know who he is to me.
Absolutely.
Anyway. He's been on Sean Hannity's show a number of times. He's called The Great One.
He's on the bestseller list.
New York Times bestselling author a couple of times, but particularly with his current book on freedom of the press.
Right.
Of which we have an autographed copy. Mark Levin endorsed this book. And Barbara, I truly believe he would not have endorsed this book if it was not solid.
Of course,
You don't know
his reputation is very solid and it's spotless as far as I'm concerned. I've listened to him for many years, and he would not do that if he did feel confident in doing so.
Absolutely. He would not have endorsed your book. You don't know him personally. You've just been calling
him
to the show.
I've met him many times.
You've met him a few times.
But I've never went to dinner with him.
Right. It's not like he endorsed it because he knows you personally. You went to dinner with him, had lunch with him.
No.
He endorsed it because it's a solid book. And he's not going to risk his 30 plus years of building his brand on endorsing a book that was garbage.
And I couldn't thank him enough for that. But that was really, you know, they called me and they interviewed me for about 10 minutes in reference to my book. And, you know, I made other comments, but that was spectacular. But please pick up a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. If you order it from Amazon, you'll be able to put your comment on Amazon.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, you have to be an Amazon verified purchaser to make a comment on Amazon. But if you would just indulge me a little bit more, I just want to read, still in the chapter 11, because what chapter 11 does, it exposes the fault lines, the shortcomings, particularly of the black church. The black
yes.
church is the cornerstone. It has been the cornerstone for the black community since the time of slavery.
Yes, it has.
So when the church falters, it has a rippling effect, and we've seen that. But Barbara, let me read this because this is also a clarifying point or moment in my opinion.
Okay.
Quote, "One of the biggest hindrances for the black church is a lack of obedience to and ignorance of the word of God."
Absolutely.
"As noted earlier, many blacks, including those who attend church faithfully, are liberals by default." In other words, you're saying here, they do not, quote, "they do not necessarily live like liberals or think like them, abortion on demand, two homosexuals able to get married, and so on. However, they have been brainwashed to vote for Democrats without regard to a candidate's voting record, policies, or beliefs," unquote.
Absolutely. I asked a woman I used to go to church with in the church, in the basement of the church I attended on West 128th Street. I said one time, you know, we were talking about Bill Clinton. I said, "So I'm assuming that if the devil was running for an office and he had a D in front of his name for Democrat, you would vote for him." I said, "So that means you don't mind going to hell as long as you have a pork chop in your hand." Mm-hmm. And of course, I got no response from that. Mm-hmm. But I'm persuaded that I summed it up very precisely, because it makes no difference. That Democrat can believe in killing babies even after they're born, and he'll still get the vote of not only secular black people, but also those who profess to be believers. Huh? He'll get that vote. They don't even think about connecting the dots between God's word. And the Bible tells us specifically, do everything as unto God. Everything means everything, and that would include voting.
Absolutely. Barbara, thank you so much. And I
and
urge everyone, where there are books online that can be sold, where you have an online book selling, like a vendor like Amazon, Simon & Schuster, Walmart.com, Books a Million,
please pick
you
up
your
copy.
You will find this book. Even if you just type in Barbara from Harlem, her book will come up.
Yes.
So we'll keep you updated on her upcoming events.
That's correct.
Now, the other day there was a Democratic debate.
Yes.
Again, no American flag. You had Beto O'Rourke threatening to take away everyone's AR-15, whatever. Can you give us your take on the, I'll be honest,
okay,
I didn't really spend too much time digging in because the Democrats are so anti-American.
Yes.
They don't even have an American flag on stage. I'm like, at this point, to me, they're a waste of time.
Well, you know, now my name for Beto O'Rourke is Berserk. Berserk O'Rourke shows us every time he opens his mouth that he is really berserk. Mm. Now, is he going to approach the MS-13 gang members?
Exactly.
Is he going to come to Harlem, go to Chicago, visit some of those gang lords, mm-hmm. and say, I want your guns? Mm-hmm. And we'll see how far that gets him.
Right, right.
What he's talking about is disarming law-abiding American citizens.
Right.
And then we say, well, look, you know, look at the violence. Well, look at the violence with knives.
Right.
Look at how many people are strangled to death.
Exactly.
And then, you know what? Look at the drunk drivers on the road.
Exactly.
Unfortunately, we can't prevent some of these things. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, even with a more intense security check,
right.
background check, mm-hmm. okay, I'm fine today. Mm-hmm. Okay, I pass this.
Right.
I pass that.
Right.
I pass that. Oh, and I have my permit to carry a gun.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, mm-hmm. I have a mental breakdown. Someone I loved has lied to me, deserted me, tossed me to the side, called me names, and I lose it.
Right.
What's going to prevent me, God forbid, and I would never want to do anything like that, from all of a sudden getting suicidal, homicidal?
Exactly.
And I passed all of the tests.
Exactly. That's true.
You know,
that's true.
It's impossible
to
predict human nature.
That's true.
And we've done everything we can to try to make sure that the people who are bearing arms are sane and right. sound.
Right.
But we are inhuman ourselves.
And we're human, you said.
We're
human.
We're human ourselves.
Right.
And we can't see and know everyone, and we cannot
right.
see a person's heart.
Absolutely not. You're right.
But I know another thing. I don't have the statistic in front of me, and I hope it was legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
But they say a large majority of those shooters come mm-hmm. from broken homes.
I've heard that too, and there's more study that needs to go into it. Broken, dysfunctional, fatherless homes. Yes.
Okay. So what is that telling us as Americans?
Right.
We need to focus on rebuilding the home.
Absolutely.
Homes. Our prisons are full
right.
with fatherless children.
Absolutely.
A lot of our problems with these gangs are because of MIA fathers. Yes. They are missing in action.
Absolutely.
They're missing off of the birth certificate. No names.
Right, right, right.
Now, you know, when these people talking about abort, 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 they don't talk about chastity, chastity, chastity.
Excellent point.
They don't talk about that. They don't even mention that.
Right.
They try to sexualize our children from elementary school.
Right, right, right.
They're making the gods of this world sex and money.
Right. Right.
And we as Americans need to put our foot down. We need to stand up and we need to voice our opinion about the whole situation. We need to rebuild families.
Absolutely.
So these children can be validated, affirmed.
Yeah.
They can have identity. They don't have to wear purple hair and pierce every part of their body and
right.
tattoo every
yeah.
inch of their heads
right.
to be noticed.
Right. Good point.
That number one, from birth, they will be noticed and they will be respected by a mother and a father.
Mm.
That's what we need to do in this country. Rebuild families. The Democrats have told black people in the black community, you don't need a daddy.
Absolutely.
You don't need a man. Look what it has produced. Over 70% of all black babies, I think it's 73, are born into single-headed household. That's a disgrace before God.
Amen.
And it's a damage and a danger to our society. Because these children are looking for identity. These children are looking for purpose. These children are looking for significance that they didn't get when they came into the world. So we need to rebuild families.
Absolutely, Barbara. And that's the core. That's the root.
I believe it is.
And the deeper root, the baseline of it all, is a lack of respect for the word of God. When you abandon God and his word, almost anything goes. So when the word of God is abandoned or ignored, then that impacts families. Because if you're ignoring the word of God, you don't care if you impregnate different women, not marrying them. So the root cause is really ignoring God's word or abandoning it, and then it flows into the family, and then it flows out to larger society. Promiscuity, drug use, gang membership, it has a sweeping effect that has really almost decimated the black community.
Excuse me, have you ever heard or do you hear of any Democrat, including the former president, say, God bless America, God bless you? Anything about God, they want to eliminate God because they want to replace God with government.
Right.
They want you to say, you know, our God who is everywhere, you will provide for me and I will accept socialism, Marxism, and communism as a way of life.
And
they've taken God out of the public square.
You're absolutely right, Robert.
You know, when you have a president that tells our space program to welcome Muslims and be kinder to Muslims, you know we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
We have been in trouble. We were in trouble for the last 8 years of for the 8 years of that dark presidency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they played on white people and got white people to feel guilty about something they had nothing to do with, which is slavery. And got somebody elected who didn't love this country and who was more sympathetic to Islam than Christianity. That's why he could easily say this is no longer a Christian nation. And people need to wake up. You have a party that not only does not have the flag, they don't wear lapel pins to represent they're proud of America. They don't say anything about God bless America. It's a very godless. You know, I call the former president the poster boy of the godless. And that Democratic Party has turned into the gang of the godless. So how can you, as a Christian, vote for people who don't even acknowledge God who blessed this nation? You have what the Congress has stopped saying, what is it, In God We Trust?
The Democratic, yeah.
The Democratic, In God We Trust. But Democratic yet and Party. Still, mm-hmm. 79% of black people who go to church and say they believe in God still accept this party.
Well, actually, 79%, and then when they vote, it's over 90% of black people.
I know. Right, I know. But yeah. How can even part of that 79% support a party who removes In God We Trust?
Absolutely. I totally agree with you.
And say that they are a genuine Christian. And unfortunately, they are not.
Okay. Barbara, before we go to break, please give the call-in number.
The call-in number is 973-925-4559. And we would love to hear from you as we ride into what's going on in America and what we can do to make it better.
We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Thank you.
Tri-State Health and Wellness. If you're searching for a doctor who truly cares about your health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. Dr. Alex specializes in treating law enforcement professionals and their families and features special hours to accommodate alternating work schedules. All necessary testing can be performed in their friendly and comfortable environment. Contact Tri-State Health and Wellness, located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Call 201-791-7771. That's 201-791-7771. Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness, a premier sponsor of the BlueMagazine.com and DDVRadio.com. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. Kale Orthopedic Center is proud to provide comprehensive orthopedic care for the men and women of law enforcement and their families. Contact Kale Orthopedic Center at 201-447-3880. Kale Orthopedic Center, high-performance care for bodies in motion. If you're looking for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, look no further. Visit Wayne Ford, New Jersey's law enforcement preferred dealer, featuring the largest inventory of pre-owned certified vehicles. Wayne Ford is conveniently located on Route 46 in Wayne, New Jersey. Contact Wayne Ford today. Toll free 888-349-6857. That's 888-349-6857. The Blue Magazine, the nation's unfiltered and independent voice for law enforcement. The Blue Magazine's main objective is to strengthen the ties that bind us together as brothers and sisters in blue. Featuring relative, helpful, and interesting articles while publishing the true and uncensored stories of the men and women in law enforcement who have taken the oath to protect and serve. Visit thebluemagazine.com. That's www.thebluemagazine.com. If you're a police officer, you know that visibility is a key safety issue. Now it's time for you to be the light in the darkness with the world's first patented rechargeable LED identifier, Body Beacon. Whether it be traffic enforcement or search and rescue, increased visibility is key to your safety. Inform your purchasing department about Body Beacon. Visit rescueleaders.com or call 862-221-9069. Homebridge Financial Services, offering mortgages for everyday heroes. Contact Michelle Hendershot at Homebridge Financial Services. Call 973-464-7119. That's 973-464-7119. Are you looking to purchase a home in Florida? For more information, contact Jenny Ramirez. Call Jenny Ramirez at La Rosa Realty. Jenny Ramirez has been finding homes for law enforcement officers for over 15 years. Call 321-946-8555 or visit jenny.larosarealty.com. Are you looking for the best dentist and dental care services near you? Discover the Silverstrom Group Difference. Conveniently located in Livingston, New Jersey, the Silverstrom Group is the winner of the Best Dentist Award for 5 years in a row and voted New Jersey Top Dentists for 2018. Providing exceptional and compassionate care, the Silverstrom Group. Call 973-992-3990. That's 973-992-3990. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit visitblue.com. Visitblue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you're looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you've found it. DDVRadio.com features programs such as Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guys Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.
And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com.
And we're back at our urban story. The call-in number is 973-925-4559. Again, that's 973-925-4559.
Oh, yes. And we just wanted to mention a little more about the Democrat gathering. You know, it was, I mean, they don't have anyone running who has any sort of plan to make America better.
Right.
All they talk about is getting rid of Trump, getting rid of guns, and you got Reparation Harris. We don't need any reparations. But, you know, see, they're trying to get our eyes off the fact that they believe in open borders.
Exactly.
And the open borders will put us not only in at medical risk, but also, you know, safety issues. We've had enough killings by illegal aliens.
Right, exactly.
And we don't, and the terrorists can easily learn a couple of words of Spanish and sneak right on in and do us harm. We have enough of a threat with those who are of that persuasion in our government.
Absolutely.
Which is, to me, a disgrace. Having to be sworn in on a book that had nothing to do with the founding of America.
The Quran.
I think, I didn't even want to call the name of it.
Right.
I think that should be outlawed.
Mm.
I believe that if you can't swear on the Bible of the country that was founded on Judeo-Christian values, you have no business in our government. You hardly have business on our soil. Period.
Right.
I mean, they are a total disgrace. And you know I'm talking about Il-O Rash. And I'm talking about A-O Crazy. And what's that other one? Pressy?
Ayanna Pressy.
Ayaka Pressy.
Wait a minute. Let me do their names. Hold on. Ilhan Omar. What's your name for her? Ilhan Omar.
Il-O.
Representative Rashida Tlaib.
Rash.
Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
A.O. Crazy.
Representative Ayanna Presley.
Ay, ay.
Alrighty.
They don't deserve my respect to pronounce their names properly because they don't respect my country.
That's true.
And I don't use profanity.
Right.
So I just give them nicknames, you know, like Berserker Rock and that other one.
But I just want to say, you know, according to President Trump, I'm reading from Breitbart.com.
Okay.
Illegal immigration costs Americans $300 billion with a B.
Yes, it does.
Each year. So $5 billion for a wall is a drop in this bucket.
Absolutely.
And thank God the Pentagon has diverted funds without risking a military soundness and safety, but has allocated $3.5 billion of funds to build the wall. We need it.
Absolutely. And those who say we don't need it, I would dare you to live without doors on your house.
There you go.
Or a gate.
Thank you.
Or a fence.
Right.
You know, these people are such hypocrites, and I would dare you to hire security people who are not armed.
Right, exactly.
You want to be protected, but you don't care about the people that you work for being protected, being safe from any communicable diseases that might be coming across this border. You know, we've had hospitals in New York to close down because of the expense of the illegal aliens. It's not fair. We can't go to Mexico and get anything free. Exactly. We can't even become a citizen in Mexico.
Right, exactly.
So why are we of such a developed, blessed country acting like we're a third world wasteland?
Well, it's exactly. I mean,
it's crazy.
America is a developed country, highly developed,
yes,
with borders.
Yes.
We are not, as you put it, a wasteland where anybody can come in and we'll figure this all out and this and that. We are a developed nation with defined borders. We have a constitution. We've been incorporated, or whatever you want to call it, for over 240 years. We have a right, as does any other sovereign nation, to decide who can come into our nation, our home. It is not a free-for-all.
But you know
and
what?
And for the Democrats to act as though it's a free-for-all is dishonest and it's deceptive.
Well, you know, they want more voters. They want to remain in power forever so that they can shove socialism, Marxism, communism, and secularism down our throat, down the throats of the governed who paid their salaries.
Absolutely.
So this is their way because, see, they promise these people, oh, free food, free housing, free medical care. Come on over to the United States and we'll take care of you. But you must vote for the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
That is the catch to all of this.
Exactly.
They will destroy if they could, but we will not let them. They will destroy our system of living. They will destroy our liberties and our freedoms. They will take away the opportunities that we have, and they will have the taxpayers as their slaves to take care of their wards and their victims so that those victims can keep them in power.
Absolutely.
And look at Elizabeth Warren and all of them. They are very dangerous to America. You know, I mean, and I don't even see how people can get so used to voting for liars. Liars are very dangerous people. A liar is worse than a thief. A thief will take your identification. You can replace it. A liar can tell a lie on you and get you killed. I don't see how people are so comfortable with voting for someone like Elizabeth Warren, who hates our military, who hates law enforcement, who hates the bottom line, the founding of this great country.
Absolutely. Excellent, Barbara. Thank you. I just want to mention a couple of things before we move forward. Barbara and I, as we said last week, we're going to ask Hal Shurtleff of Camp Constitution up in Massachusetts to join us in a week or two. We'll work out the logistics with Mr. Shurtleff and his team. So he's a master historian.
Oh,
Barbara,
gosh.
What are your thoughts on Hal Shurtleff when we visit in Massachusetts a couple of weeks ago?
I got so many history lessons, and he took us to where George Bush's grandfather, George W. Bush's grandfather, was the treasurer of Planned Parenthood. And you see, unfortunately, those ties may go deeper than we know. And those may be the reasons why, as president, he was restrained in certain areas. And restrict it. You see, we have a president now who is not bound by anything like that. You know, his history just goes as far back as his grandfather and then his father. And from what we're able to see, they weren't politically connected. They were just business people.
Right.
And that makes a difference. So, yeah, we saw where the grandfather of George W. Bush lived, who was the treasurer. I think he said treasurer.
Yeah.
Of Planned Parenthood. He took us to where the black 54th and 55th Regiment.
Yes.
The black soldiers who fought for America.
Yep, during the Civil War.
Because they loved America.
Right.
And he just showed us so many historical sites. Boston has a rich history, and I guess
absolutely.
That's one of the reasons why the devil picked that place to try to destroy and turn into
undermine American value.
Yes. At where we got started.
Yeah, Boston, it's a beautiful city.
Yes.
To me,
it's beautiful.
It's like almost a town, but it's a city.
Yes.
Hal said about 700,000 residents of Boston. But we'll get all that when he visits the show. But it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
And it's so historic. And you're going to be impressed and blown away by how much knowledge Mr. Shurtleff has about American history.
Yes.
He has books of his own lineage. He's been, he can trace family members
that's right.
who were in the Revolutionary War. So that's going to be a treat in a couple of weeks. We have to work out the logistics, like I said.
Right.
I also want to mention that this past Wednesday was the 18th anniversary since 9/11 terrorist attack. And I posted on Twitter, the true heroes are not sports stars or celebrities. The true heroes are the men and women of the NYPD, New York Fire Department, EMT, EMS, not only in New York, but around the country, who are willing to give up their lives for our safety and freedom. And we want to honor them, law enforcement.
Amen.
They're the true heroes. But we'll never forget 9/11. It's seared in our memories. It is a day of infamy. It was the worst attack on United States soil. And I just want to say, I'm sorry, Barbara, yesterday it was announced that the United States, in anti-terrorist operation, managed to kill Osama bin Laden's son, Hamza, in Afghanistan. So I want to congratulate the President of the United States, and most importantly, the commanders and the soldiers in the field.
Amen.
Of the United States military. Thank you. God bless you. Godspeed.
Amen. And I'm so I'm so proud of one of the family members. I think it was his mother. I'm not sure. That died. You know, I was watching the ceremony where they read the names, and he wore a shirt that echoed the words from Ilyan or whatever it is, Omar, saying some people. No, not some people did that on 9/11. Your ilk did that on 9/11. The same ideology that drove them to that is the same ideology that she believes in.
Absolutely.
She may not want to call them terrorists, but she is a terrorist. She doesn't have a bomb, but she is a terrorist. The things that she says about America, the things that she says about Israel, she really does not belong in this country. And not definitely in our government. Mm-hmm. She said this act was completed was done by some people. Mm-hmm. Some people like terrorists, some people like Muslims, and that's who and what she is. How dare her have the audacity to have been rescued from war-torn Somalia?
Yes. Yes.
You know, some people you can do good for and they appreciate it. Some people, it's a waste of time.
Exactly.
So I hope that they find out about her double marriages and all of her double things, and she's disqualified and deported. Mm-hmm. Her and Resh. Mm-hmm. Because what they're doing is unconscionable.
Absolutely. To join Barbara on her journey, please visit her website, www.barbarafromharlem.com. Again, barbarafromharlem.com. It's that we're restructuring the site. It's a work in progress. Bear with us.
And who did that? And who's redoing our website?
Well, we're doing Lori DePino.
Yes. Designs by her.
Designed by her. DePino Designs.
Yes.
Out of Massachusetts. We thank them very much for that. So visit barbarafromharlem.com, and there you can get any past events she was involved. We're still building, but you can also contact her through that website, and I will get your contact, your comments, or Barbara will get them as well. If you want us to appear, you want her to speak, she's available for school, motivational workshops, and all of that. Barbara is available.
Absolutely. You know, and I know time is winding down, but I just want to read you something. I love America, and this is from the Declaration of Independence, and I know you've heard it, but I want you to listen again and let every word just go into your heart. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. That is, to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Consent of the governed.
Now, that's
important. Any of these Democrats
very important
have your consent to stand up there and talk about impeachment of a president duly elected?
Exactly.
Do they have your consent to keep talking about open borders and letting people who have not been vetted come into this country? Do they have your consent, the consent of the governed, to talk about disarming legal, law-abiding, taxpaying citizens? I want you to think about that. The consent of the governed. We need to make sure that our voices are so well heard that they're going to understand the voices of the governed will not be silenced, will not be ignored, and will not be cast aside if you want to represent us in any capacity. And if they refuse to listen, they must be recalled. That is our duty as citizens of the United States of America.
Beautifully said, Barbara. Thank you so much. One of our friends just sent me via Twitter this picture of the World Trade Center Twin Towers being attacked on 9/11, and you have the image of Ilhan Omar. And he's absolutely right.
She needs to go.
she must go, if you cannot strongly and clearly condemn the attacks on 9/11, you do not belong in the United States government, period.
She will not go against people who believe the same thing she believes. She's a sold-out Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And she,
radical Muslim.
Radical. She's a radical Muslim. And she's not going to say anything against people that she believes the same thing. She doesn't belong in this country. No Quran should be sworn on for anyone to take any office in America.
The Quran is incompatible with the values and principles upon which this nation was founded.
That's a 7th century man-made book.
Absolutely.
Not inspired by God. No. Their book tells them to kill people who don't believe what they believe. Their book, and I forgot what surah it is, says that no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah. She right. does not belong in a country where we have freedom of religion.
Absolutely.
Because she doesn't believe in that and will do what she can to harm us in any way possible.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
You know, you're absolutely right. And I agree with Tucker Carlson of Fox News that Ilhan Omar represents the failure of our immigration system. People use us, then they get on U.S. soil, they lie to us, we feel sorry for them, they get on U.S. soil, and then they condemn us, and they find ways to try to undermine who we are as a nation.
Obama knew who she was, and he wanted right. her here for these reasons.
Right. Obama imported, from what I understand,
that's correct.
Muslims into Minnesota.
Yes.
That's why her district in Minnesota is primarily Muslim.
We need to move there and change that.
We need to make sure, and this is a fact, one of the worst recruiting or best recruiting areas if you're a terrorist in the United States is in her district in Minnesota. And that tells you all you need to know. That tells you why she got elected and she's still in office and has not been recalled. Under normal circumstances, I think she would have been recalled.
She should
be. Now, she's also accused of having an affair with a married Democratic activist, and she's supposed to be a devout Muslim with a head wrap, but she's having an affair with someone who's married. But that's another story. We're not getting into that. That's not important. The important thing is for Minnesotans.
And the tax evasion.
Minnesotans, if I'm saying it right, forgive me if I'm not, please get her out in 2020. If we have to visit Minnesota, I forget what district it's in. It covers the Minneapolis area. We will come to Minnesota. We want Ilhan Omar defeated. We want Ayanna Pressley defeated. AO Crazy
AO
defeated.
Crazy
she
and
represents
the,
Rash. The 14th district in New York,
yes.
Bronx and Queens, and we will be participate in with an effective campaign against AOC. And Rash,
absolutely.
She's in the 13th district. Rashida Tlaib is the 13th district in Michigan. Her old father said she lied about her residency in order to get elected.
We need to get rid of these people.
We have to take back
and
the house.
And I wish Americans would start thinking before they pull that lever
absolutely.
And stop being so sympathetic. Well, they deserve a chance. No. Our children coming behind us deserve a chance to live in a terror-free country. They deserve to live in a prosperous country. They deserve to live in a country where our foundings can be celebrated, and those are Judeo-Christian. And we need to stop putting them in office. And you know, thank God for the wins in North Carolina. I think some
yes.
Republicans did some major wins there.
Absolutely.
So.
And I thank President Trump for
amen.
I'm sorry, I have a little headache. I can't remember his name off the top of my head.
Yeah, that's
but
all
it was
right.
a key victory in North Carolina.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, CNN tried to portray, it was a close victory.
Nah.
So we don't think the Republicans, I'm summing it up, should celebrate. But if he had lost, and I'll have more of his information next week, if he had lost, they would have been blaming, first of all, President Trump
of course.
On the loss, and then blaming the candidate. So, you know, they're trying to spin it. Well, he won, but the fact is he won. It may have been a narrow margin, but he won, and that's the critical part of it.
And that didn't Obama say you got to win it?
Right.
Obama said it, and he won it.
Absolutely.
That's right. And I just want all of us to stay encouraged. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Stay encouraged. Our president needs our support. He needs our vigilance because we need him to continue another 4 years. Trump in 2020, is what we need, and we can do it pulling together. And those who are on the fence, or those who have decided that it makes no difference if I vote or not, encourage them. Pick them up. Take them some Kool-Aid or something. Get to be their friends and take them to the polls, because we need every vote, because we know that the other side is going to pull all of their slick tricks out of the bag.
From your book, page 196, under the subtitle, My Beloved America, you have an important reminder here as far as I'm concerned. Quote, it was the Whigs and the abolitionists who created the Republican Party.
All right.
To stop the wave of slavery from touching all points of America. It was the Republicans who passed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments, declaring that black people were equal in status and rights and should be treated as humans with value just like every other American. The Emancipation Proclamation and the three amendments above ensured that descendants of the African slaves would not be subject to racial hatred and treated as lesser people than any American citizen. They were designed to curtail, contain, and constrict those who wanted to continue with slavery and the dehumanization of blacks. And that was done by the Republican Party, unquote.
Amen.
Excellent point from your book, page 196, from Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. I don't know why, and you do explain in your book, the shift from, because prominent blacks.
Yes, Frederick Douglass and
Harriet Tubman were Republicans.
Yes.
The shift, I think, happened around the 1930s, which you explain in your book, with the FDR's New Deal, which is a form of socialism, which was a form of socialism. Too many black people saw that as
a
way out.
They fell for it.
They fell for it.
Yes.
And ever since around the 1930s forward, blacks have been brainwashed and convinced to vote for the Democrats.
Yes.
Well, thanks to movements like Blexit and others, Candace Owens and others, and yourself, Larry Elder, and Diamond and Silk, I think there's a shift. I'm praying and hoping that at least 30 to 40% of black people pull the lever for President Donald Trump.
And they need to, and they need to get over those those words about, he's such a racist. Do you have any proof? Why would a racist take so many pictures with people like Rosa Parks, yeah, Muhammad Ali, Sly Jackson, Sharp Tongue, et cetera, and be a racist? That does not make sense.
Right, exactly.
Now, when did he just become a racist since he was elected?
Right.
And then, you know, I saw an interview that I had done, I can't even remember, with ELAD on March 23rd. Mm-hmm. And he was asking me about...
You at the Trump rally for the Trump Tower.
For the Trump Tower. That's right. I can't remember that. Well, anyway, it's an interview with... Barely Informed.
Oh, I gotcha. Okay.
With ELAD, E-L-A-D.
Gotcha.
And he asked me about racism as far as Trump and his father were concerned when they had their apartment building. And all the research I could come up with, it came to the conclusion that they didn't want people on welfare in their buildings. It didn't make any difference if you were black. It didn't make any difference if you were white. Because the welfare people, unfortunately, and we know this is true, don't have a vested interest. And if they stop the welfare payments and don't get the money, you as a landlord, you have to wait until the city decides that they're going to pay. But if you have a working person who gets paid every week, you get your money.
Every other week, whatever.
And you are a landlord with a property that is supposed to be generating money so you can pay your taxes.
Right.
So when he asked me that, I gave him that explanation. When he was talking about nationalism, white nationalism, and when I looked up the word nationalism, it says one devoted to their country. So all of these things that they're trying to label our president with, they're not sticking. So they keep coming up with white supremacist. What is a white supremacist? You know, and even they said that people in straight pride parade were white supremacists. And I know I'm not white, and I know I'm not a supremacist. What they're trying to do is to try to dehumanize him any way that they can. They don't want to look at, and they don't care about the wonderful economic news that we have in this country.
Amen.
Low unemployment. for Hispanics, for blacks, for women.
Absolutely.
We're making history.
Yes.
You know, look at how energy efficient we are becoming. So listen, gear up. Let's fight hard to re-elect our President Trump for another term. God bless you, and don't forget this is our urban story, and we want you to tune in again. How do we say it, Miss Diamond?
Our urban story.
Thank you.
DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.